Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Friday, September 2nd, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Promote the Vote asks the Michigan Supreme Court to approve its ballot proposal. Michigan's monkeypox cases are outpacing the national rate, and a group will test 100 locations in Flint amid new concerns about water quality. Promote the Vote 2022, a proposed constitutional amendment to expand Michigan voting rights and access, is asking the state Supreme Court to overrule the state panel that voted to keep it off the November ballot. Lawyers for Promote the Vote, which would be known as Proposal 2 if approved, argued in a Thursday filing to Michigan's highest court that a challenge to the proposal is insufficient and canvassers overstepped their authority. Promote the Vote submitted 669,000 signatures in July to the Bureau of Elections, whose verification process estimated it easily cleared the 425,000 signature requirement. But the four-member Board of State Canvassers on Wednesday deadlocked 2-2 on whether to accept the Bureau's recommendation that Promote the Vote go on the ballot. Republicans Richard Housecamp and Tony Daunt sided with a challenge from opposition group Defend Your Vote. That group argued Promote the Vote's petition language did not list everything in the Constitution it would change or cancel. The board's deadlock pushed Promote the Vote to ask the Supreme Court to force canvassers to approve the amendment. The lawsuit calls Defend Your Vote's challenge a desperate attempt to silence the voices of more than 500,000 Michigan voters. Two counties reported their first cases of monkeypox this week, and another county lost a case as the state's total climbed another 26%. The state's case count reached 193 on Wednesday, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. A week ago, the total was 153. Michigan ranks 16th in the nation in reported cases while holding the 10th largest population. It's still far behind leaders in total cases like California with 3,600 cases and New York with 3,300 cases, although Michigan's rate of increase in the last week outpaced the U.S. rate of about 12%. Cases are spread across 15 of Michigan's 83 counties, led by Wayne with 87 cases, Oakland with 36, and Macomb with 24. Newcomers to the list this week were Genesee and Muskegon counties, while Kalamazoo had its lone case retracted. Other counties with at least one reported case include Bay, Ingham, Ionia, Jackson, Kent, Livingston, Montcalm, Ottawa, St. Clair, and Washtenaw. A nonprofit organization says there are still potential problems with Flint's water and will begin testing at 100 homes and businesses to take a closer look starting next week. The National Clean Water Collective says it will test water through a nationally accredited lab starting Tuesday, September 6th, after receiving reports of low chlorine residuals, discolored and foul-smelling water, as well as reports of mold growing on faucets from different pockets of the city. Flint's water currently meets quality standards set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, including levels of lead, which have increased in the two most recent rounds of testing, but which are still below the federal action limit. Although the city also offers free water testing to residents, the organization said they will test for a broad range of potential contaminants, including lead, copper, and Legionella bacteria. Results of the 100 test sites which have already been identified will be sent to those who have agreed to participate and will be presented on September 17th. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting mlive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back here next week with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Labor Day weekend.